Concussions, they suck. You know what sucks more than having a concussion? Having a concussion for 2 months without your parents believing you. My parents have always considered me to be a hypochondriac, meaning someone who is abnormally anxious about their health. So in other words, I was always faking or taking an injury too far. Which I have to say, my pain tolerance is very, very low. So after every cheer practice, it was expected for me to complain about some body part aching. Anyways, back to the story. One day, I was tumbling, and I've always had very bad wrists. So after around 15 back handsprings, my wrist thought it'd be super fun to give out on me mid-handspring, causing me to land on my head. I didn't really let that faze me, though, so I continued on with tumbling, which wasn't very clever. Once practice was over, I told my mom what had happened, and she told me to take some Tylenol and go to bed. The Tylenol was no help whatsoever, though. I continued taking it for a week. I told my mom I came to the conclusion that I had a concussion, but she was still in denial. She wouldn't believe me for 2 weeks. No, sorry. 2 months after me falling on my head. So what do? I only make it worse. I was still tumbling, I was still cheering, I was jumping on the trampoline and doing so many more things that weren't recommended for people with concussions. After my constant complaints of headaches, dizziness, fogginess, and much more, she got very annoyed. She finally contacted Mr. Love, who's a gym teacher and a sports dude at NAI. He had me take the impact concussion test after school one day. And what did he tell my mother once the results came in? Only the same thing I'd been telling her for the past 2 months. I had a concussion. Now, typically, if you have a concussion, you can go to him, and he'll give you a series of workouts to help you through it, and you can be healed. But my concussion was too severe because I had waited too long, and I did too many countless dumb things for the first 2 months. Mr. Love then told me I would have to go to the South Side and go to an office specifically for concussions. Jeez, thanks, Mom. After I started my weekly visits to the South Side, I also had to add physical therapy on top of that to help me with my dizziness. May I just say that that was one of the worst things I've ever had to do. I always left feeling 100% worse, more dizzy, and nauseous. This concussion lasted from March to September, 6 months for you of those counting in your head. Even after I was diagnosed, nothing stopped me. Heck, it was almost summer, and then it was summer. I was sick of sitting in a black room using no technology. I regret being dumb about my decisions because at one point my visual memory dropped to 8%, according to the impact test. But hey, it was one of my favorite summers. I got to travel to Michigan, California, Virginia Beach, and Geneva on the lake. It was one of my favorites, and it's a perfect guilt trip to play on my parents when I want something. So in the end, I won.